Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 607 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you and your time, and as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Lucas, but before that, I just want to give a shout out to all of you who have purchased and downloaded Will It Fly, my new book. Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money, a Wall Street Journal bestseller. As a self-published author, I must say that I'm very proud of that, and very proud of those of you who have taken action already. I'm getting a load of success stories coming in from people who have used the content in that book. If you want to check it out, you can get it on Kindle, you can get the paperback version, or you can get it on Audible as well if you go to willitflybook.com. Again, that's willitflybook.com. Thank you so much. All right. Now, here's today's question from Lucas.
Hey, Pat. This is Lucas from Argentina. First of all, let me thank you for sharing your experiences and your knowledge. It's been very useful for me to start discovering the world of digital business and digital marketing. My question is if it's possible to position a website in the first page of Google just with the coming soon landing page. My idea is first to position the website, get traffic, and create the mailing list. And once that I can certify that I'm actually getting enough traffic, start investing in the content creation and building the site. I would really appreciate your advice on this. Thank you so much. Have a good life.
Hey, what's up, Lucas? Thank you so much. To be honest, Argentina is on my bucket list of places to go. I would love to visit there one day, and I would love to do an Argentinian tango somewhere there, because I love that dance on Dancing with the Stars. But anyway, to your question, how do you position your landing page on the first page of Google? Well, it's very difficult to do that because there will be no content on that particular website. And that's why I think you're kind of going about it backwards in terms of getting on the first page of Google. Now, I think it's smart to create a landing page even right at the start before you have much going on, because you want to collect email addresses, but you're going to have to get traffic to that site in other ways. Getting a landing page before having content on your site is going to be very difficult to get on the first page of Google. And the reason is because Google wants to provide the best websites and the best information out there for people. So if you're trying to get on the first page of Google, you need to have the best and some unique information about a particular topic in order for that to happen. And plus, it takes some time, and it takes social shares, and it takes people just linking to it on their website, and that's very difficult to do if you just have a landing page that's asking for an email address, for example. So what I would do is not even worry about getting on the first page of Google as your primary means of getting traffic. That is sort of a byproduct of providing a helpful website and getting something out there that people are going to love and share and consume and all that good stuff. So what you should worry about first is getting in front of audiences first to build your email list. And then you can use that to figure out, well, what content that you can create, what are the most painful problems that people are having that you could provide a solution for in terms of content in many different ways, shapes, and forms? And how do you get in front of those audiences? Well, there's a number of different ways to do that. You could pay for traffic. That's one thing you could do to start building your email list. You could connect with other influencers and guest post or be a guest on their podcast if you have some great information to share. Don't hold it for yourself. Give it away by making it awesome and mind-blowing and publishing it on another person's site. And that way you can then build a relationship much sooner with new traffic because they will be trusting you more than if you were to come at them cold. Like, say, for example, from a Facebook ad because they have that trust with that person whose site that you're guest posting on. So that's a great strategy too. You could do webinars, either driving traffic to those webinars, getting registrants who at the same time while they register will be signing up to your email list, perhaps even going to that landing page to do so, to sign up to that webinar, or connecting with other influencers, other people out there who have a list or who have an audience already, and just, again, delivering a ton of value, providing some information that isn't found elsewhere. So hopefully you know some information like that that can be very attractive that you could drive traffic to register people to a webinar, because when you do that, you grow your list. That's how Amy Porterfield from amyporterfield.com, that's how she's grown her list, by doing webinars and primarily getting people to go to those webinars and register them through Facebook. Even though she's not selling anything, she's still building her list, and this is a long-term game for her, and it should be a long-term game for you too, Lucas. And so those are just a few ideas to get traffic to your landing page. And again, you wouldn't want to rely on Google at first to get traffic to your website. You want to rely on you and the relationships that you build and just the massive value that you have to provide. And then from there, you'll have a list, even if it's small, even if it's 30 people, which I know is tiny, but that's a lot. If you imagine a room full of 30 people and the ability to ask each of them, what do they need help with? What can you write about? What can you create a podcast episode about? What videos should you create to help them with that particular problem that they have? Man, that's great. And you can use that information to then drive what it is that you create content about and publish, which over time, Google will see will be great, hopefully, if you do provide great value through that. And they will rank you on the first page of Google if it's better and it seems to be more unique over the other people who are out there serving that particular audience already, which is why I think it's important to niche down. And of course, the last thing I want to say is first page of Google for what? You want to make sure that you understand sort of what keywords are being used by your audience to search for things, but also realize that there are other sites out there ranking for those keywords too. And what can you do to position yourself better than them? That's really the main question that you have to answer. So, Lucas, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing the results from what you have going on. And again, please don't just rely on Google, especially right at the beginning, because Google has to find you and has to rank you and has to know that you have this information to provide. So don't do it backwards. Start with building that audience. And you could do it with building an email list first, so you can have direct contact with that group of people and provide them the value that they need by listening to them and answering their questions. So, Lucas, thanks so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, all the way to Argentina, that's for sure. Can't wait to see a picture of you wearing it, maybe somewhere cool in Argentina. That'd be awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you to everybody else out there who's asking questions. Obviously, this show wouldn't exist without you and your questions, so please keep them coming. Head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I just want to thank all of you again who have picked up and left a review, especially for Will It Fly. We're over 400 reviews, of most 5 stars on Amazon. It's very humbling, and I'm very excited because people are enjoying this content, but not just enjoying it, they're using it. It's very much a workbook, and so it will put you to work, it'll put you to the test, but if you do that, you will be able to test and validate your ideas and know if they're going to work for you or not before you put in all that time and effort and money into that next business idea that you have. So check it out. willitflybook.com. And for those of you who love to listen to stuff, it's actually, if you are not yet on Audible, you can get it for free, because when you sign up for Audible, you get 1 credit to download any book you want. So you can get it that way for free if you sign up. So check it out, audible.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day. And this is a Jewish proverb. And that is, a bird that you set free may be caught again, but a word that escapes your lips will not return. Interesting. A lot of layers in that for sure. All right. Take care, guys. Thanks so much. And I appreciate you. See you the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.